This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. Perhaps you could explain more about these elements of a human being, like what the mind is and how that compares to what the Bible frequently refers to as the heart, or the volitional part of ourselves, the will, which makes decisions, or the things we desire and have affection for?
Yeah, that's a very good question. What we find in both the Old and New Testaments is a series of synonyms in both the Hebrew language and the Greek language, synonyms that refer to the composition of man. Man is a composite being, and we're made up of both material and immaterial components. The material components, we can measure, right? They're material, they're concrete, we can weigh them, and we can define them much easier. But the immaterial components of man really are difficult for us to define precisely. We find that often they're used interchangeably in different contexts, where you have sometimes the mind being in some senses similar to the soul, or the soul similar to the heart. And so we have to be careful about delineated distinctions between these. There's a lot of overlap, and that's okay. We can keep it in that realm of tentative knowledge. Yet at the same time, we do find some distinctions that are there. And if we would look at some of the key terms that are used, we could define it this way. The heart is not the physical organ. Heart that's often used in both Old and New Testaments is a reference to the innermost center of one's being. You could use the terminology of mission control center. That's the heart. It's not like the heart in a Valentine's card or in all the romantic ideas of the heart. The heart is mission control center. Proverbs 4 verse 23 says it's out of the heart that flow the springs of life. And so in that sense, the heart is really the fundamental definition of a person. The soul is another term that's used, and the soul seems to be that life force that energizes us. In Genesis 2, verse 7, God breathes into man and Adam becomes a living being. God gives to Adam his soul and he begins to exist. So the soul really has to do with the fundamentals of existence, of consciousness. We can think of the mind this way. It is definitely distinct from the brain because, as we know, when we die, the brain as an organ is going to decay. And yet we who are in Christ will go to be with Christ and we will be conscious. And in that existence, we will have awareness and fellowship with Christ. And that very much involves the mind. So the mind is far more than just the brain. We can define the mind theologically as that faculty of thinking, of how we comprehend truth, how we comprehend doctrine, how we comprehend and reason, how we believe. That's all connected with the mind. A lot of people connect belief with emotions. That's not at all how the New Testament handles it. Belief is connected to the mind. Belief is connected to truth. It is, as you could say, the ability to have a worldview, to look at the world around us and to make conclusions as to how that world relates to God, how it relates to us, how we relate to the world, and so forth.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.